Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. During the first half hour, we'll be joined by Charles and Julie Mayfield to talk about their new book, Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods, which was a result of the popularity of their first book, Paleo Comfort Foods, that was just wildly successful. Then we're going to be joined by Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance to talk about the importance of getting our Congress people to address the current food safety regulations that are buried inside the farm bill. Can't let that go by the wayside. Then, during the second hour, we'll be joined by Brooks Kubik to talk about, have you hit your peak? A lot of us guys are getting older, and we're wondering, are the better days behind us? So we'll have Brooks Kubik to chime in on that later in the show. But let's get started. Hi, Charles Mayfield.
How are you, Carl?
And Julie Mayfield.
Hey, Carl.
And we hear that there's a little Mayfield that might be in the background.
There's Scott Mayfield in the background.
All right. So Scott's first debut on radio. Wonderful, wonderful.
Right. A lot changed since last time we talked, Carl.
That's right. That's right. So, okay. So let's start here, right? So Paleo Comfort Foods really was a book that many people were waiting for because everyone wants to do a better job eating and following a paleo lifestyle. Food preparation became a real issue. Most people didn't even know where to get started. Here comes Paleo Comfort Foods, and people are like, wow, this is great. I have recipes now. I can follow these. My family can get healthy. I can get healthy, and I can enjoy this lifestyle easily, thanks to the Mayfields creating this roadmap for me. What happened that made you have to come out with Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods? Was there really, and whoever wants to grab this first, was there really an outcrying, like, you know, this is great, but sometimes I just need a meal in 5 minutes?
I think it's just as simple as that. I mean, you know, the impetus of the first book really grew out of you know, our friends, family, a lot of folks here in the South, if I can put that in air quotes, saying, you know, I'm from the South, I've got all these fancy recipes that I grew up with that I really can't, I really love. And so we, you know, kind of put our own spin on that comfort food angle,
right,
in the first book, and then kind of tackling the next issue that seems to come up is I just don't have the time to cook. And, you know, you can make the time if it's a priority. We can certainly go down that road if
right.
you'd like to, but the real thing here is, you know, there's over 100 recipes in there, all but I believe 4 of them are under 30 minutes
wow.
start to finish. So, you know, really trying to kind of put something else out there that gives people, again, more options in a little bit more time-conscious way. So,
I was going to point to you because I was going to say a lot of people are complaining that, you know, especially the women in the audience saying, look, I've got children, I've got a job, I've got all this, and then I'm expected to come home and whip up a great meal.
Exactly. And trust me, when, you know, I thought I was superhuman and could do way more than I could having, you know, a baby strapped to my hip, but you are limited. And it would be great to be able to be Julia Childs and spend hours upon hours cooking up fabulous meals. But the reality of today's day and age is that we don't have that time and luxury. And if I think ahead of time, sure, a slow cooker is a great solution, but a lot of times it's now 5 o'clock and I need to get something on the table. And I think that, you know, our personal experience really helped drive what we were putting in this book was, all right, the baby's napping maybe for 20 minutes. What can I cook in 20 minutes?
Right, start to finish. Right, exactly. And I think that's the other thing, the whole concept of start to finish, right? So lots of recipes say that their preparation time is 30 minutes. But when you look at it, there's a 15-minute preparation, and then you got to wait for a half hour while it's in the fridge. And then the other 15 minutes is done after that, and it's not realistic for people to try to prepare that way. And the other thing that you just mentioned, Julie, is so true. Many of us have a complete inability to plan anything any longer. Life is so hectic now.
Right. And, you know, truthfully, the recipes in this book are just that, start to finish, how can I get this done in 30 or 45 minutes or less? We do offer suggestions, you know, for example, sometimes marinating a piece of meat, that's going to intensify flavors a little bit more. It's not critical to things, but if you can let that marinate some, here's how you can, if you've got that little bit of time, or if you're, you know, if you don't have access to already cooked something or other, here's how you can get that so, you know, you're all set with what you need. If it's a chicken salad recipe and we say, you know, use your already cooked chicken breast, but you don't have that, here's how to cook those quickly and easily.
Now, Charles, you pointed something out. We've talked about this on the show over the past several months about the Southern style of cooking. And the linkage to obesity and heart disease and so on and so forth, and that these foods have become comfort foods because they make people feel good, even though it's like a sweet poison. You know what I mean? It's like it tastes so good going down, but you know it's gonna kill you. So it's an interesting perspective that you come from. And I had a thought when you were talking. I thought maybe you could save Paula Deen and get her to rebrand her style of cooking to adopt this.
I've got That's an interesting point. I'm not sure poor Paula's worth saving.
Yeah.
I bless her heart. She's, you know, the interesting thing is, if you look at a lot of the aspects of Southern cooking that have now been kind of linked to unhealthy behavior, you know, paleo is not really far off the rich, fatty, you know, foods. I mean,
right.
You know, we love our pork. We love our bacon and butter and grass-fed this and, you know, fatty cuts of meat, obviously, as long as they're sourced from a good location. And that's really the magic is what tweaks do I need to take out of a recipe to keep all the flavor and richness and texture and just not it make, you know, remove that inflammatory effect to my body. So,
and what that comes down to, quite frankly, is the breading. Quite often, a lot of the people who have a hard time transitioning to a more ancestral diet will be fine with giving up dairy. They're fine with giving up legumes, but they want that texture, the bread, the crackers, the crunchy, the crusty. How do you replace that and still stay paleo?
You know, it's a great question. And in our first book, we did a little bit more with the nut-based flour. So we do have a basic bread loaf recipe in there. Our fried chicken that was on the cover of our previous book certainly used almond flour, but more and more, and even with my own relatives, I'm hearing people who are very sensitive to nuts and nut flour. So we got a little more creative in this book. So, for example, we have a recipe for chicken tenders that actually utilizes pork rinds to get that crunchy texture.
Oh, how smart.
Of something that's
oh, my
fried.
God, that's brilliant.
We
that's
do a
brilliant.
Recipe for crackers that, yes, still uses the nut flours, but we're learning more and more about alternative flours, sweet potato flour, plantain flour, these other flours that can be utilized that help to mimic that breading or coating when you're looking for something that is a little reminiscent of those more fried foods. We're very fortunate that there are so many more paleo books on the market now that really have delved into more of the treats, the baked goods. Charles and I both admit that we're not huge bakers. We much rather throw a steak on the grill or do something more savory. But there are so many great resources out there now. So if you are looking for a replacement scone, we actually do a recipe for scones in our book. But if you're looking for more along those lines, there's so much more out there and pretty much can meet anyone's needs, whether they're going egg-free, nut-free, all sorts, certainly gluten-free.
That is brilliant. I mean, when you said pork rinds, I was like, oh, my God, what could be any crunchier? That's awesome. That's
hey,
awesome.
Carl, you have no idea how unbelievably tasty these tenders are. And it's funny because, you know, we've gone with a different publisher for our second book, and so kind of a whole different conversation with them around who, what, when, where, how of paleo. And so we really put it on them. You know, we're taking pictures of all these great recipes and trying to find that, you know, it's the cover shot, right? It's the calling card of your book, and you know, completely unencumbered by our input, they kind of went this, we really want to put these chicken tenders on the front of your book. And Julie and I kind of looked at each other and we're like, wow, fried chicken on the first one, fried chicken on the second one. There's a theme going here, but they truly are just amazing. And the savory crunchy that the pork rinds bring out is just phenomenal.
Oh, I could see the blending of the flavor of the pork rinds, and the taste of the chicken. I could see them married together. That makes such a, that, it's as natural as bacon wrapped chicken livers for me. I mean, that
there
just sounds
go.
Perfect. We want to take a break. The website is paleocomfortfoods.com. You can find out where to get the book there. It is available at amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. I have a copy of the book. It's an amazing book. Nicely done in a ring, a spiral ring binder, I guess you would call that, so that you can flip the book and fold pages under, and it doesn't, you don't have to worry about balancing it on the countertop or anything. Really, really well done book. Great photographs of the food. Easy to understand, directions for recipes. Anybody can start cooking paleo without any previous education whatsoever with this book here. Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. Get it today. I'm telling you, it's a great book. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com.
BioAge.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take it back.
Welcome back. Whey Natural USA is running a 20% off amazing protein powder, the only protein powder I use. I trust it so much, I mix it right into my raw, unpasteurized milk. Right now, Charles and Julie are cringing. I said it, I drink milk, but it comes from grass-fed cows, and it's raw and unpasteurized, so there you go.
I got to tell you, Carl, I had me a cup. We were up in Virginia this past weekend for this ties into your conversation later on, but we were up in Virginia for a fundraiser for the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
Right.
And it was awesome. We toured. I got to tour Polyface Farms, hang out with Joel Sals, and Rob Wolf was there. It was a hoot. And it'd been a long time since I drank some raw milk, and they had it up there, and it was absolutely delicious.
It's the best. And, in fact, it's funny because I have to call my farmer because the milk this week has an almost malt-like flavor, and the cows must be getting into some pastures that have, like, a malt barley growing in it or something like that because I swear – it smells like malted milk when you open the container. It's just unbelievable. But yeah, I know Pete Kennedy. I gave them a lot of publicity when they first started that organization way back when, and they're a great, great organization. Great organization.
They're doing wonderful things. And I wanted to let your listeners know something. I think our publisher probably, because you are such a valued person for us to get an early copy to, I think they might have sent you a spiral bound version of our book before it went to print. So just for those of you that are out there, the version that'll be on the shelves is actually a bound book.
Okay. Well, there you go. I stand corrected. Okay.
It's all right.
No. Okay. So let's talk about a couple other things, right? So people don't believe that paleo can be comfort food. And I think that's really where you took everybody and took them off guard. I think that most people think paleo is a burnt piece of meat and some greens that barely looked prepared in any way, shape, or form. Do you find that the majority of people out there, and please, Julie, feel free to jump in here. Do you find that the majority of people, when they even think about paleo and the word comfort food, that they're almost non sequiturs? They don't believe that those two ideals can intersect anywhere.
I think Julie might have muted Scott. I can hear him in the
other
room.
Oh, it's okay.
I'll jump in. It's interesting. Carl, we've got a really cool food scene here in Atlanta, and you can go to some amazing, I would even call them fine restaurants. And it's interesting, when you go to a really nice restaurant, they don't have a lot of garbage on the, you know, what we would deem to be garbage on the menu.
Right.
It's all fresh, you know, fruits, vegetables. We tend to go to the folks that locally source their things. But, you know, I don't know if it's because the general population's been just beaten down by processed foods for so long that they've forgotten what real food looks like or tastes like. Part of that is, you know, the onus is on us to re-educate folks. But I outside of that, I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I think that the other problem with the word paleo is it's kind of gotten painted with a zealot paintbrush. And so you have idiots out there like Dr. Oz who are trying to make it sound like, oh, you know, they want to eat like cavemen, and it's not that. It's an ancestral way of eating. It's the way that our ancestors have eaten for 1,000 years. And it really, if anything, what we're doing today is an aberration to the way we've eaten for 1,000 years. So if anything, that's the way that's the norm, and this is the abnorm today, you know?
Right, and I think, you know, a lot of people get spun up when they hear, oh, eating like the caveman, to your exact point. But at the same time, you've got millions of people who say, well, just give me a 7-day diet or give me a 14-day diet and I'll follow that, or give me a detox cleanse and I'll do that. And the thing I like to drive home with the members at our gym, so we run a CrossFit gym here in Atlanta, is that you need to take ownership of what you're eating. We suggest eating, sticking to real foods, foods that don't have an ingredient list, and experimenting, because if you're struggling with autoimmune issues, even though this tomato is wonderful and ripe and juicy, you might have a negative reaction to it, or right. nuts might be problematic for you. So just because it is real food, it doesn't mean the buck stops there. It means you still need to tinker around with your own life and take some ownership for it. Don't rely on somebody else to tell you exactly what to eat. Certainly, you know, try to stick to real foods as much as possible, but experiment even beyond that, because again, we're all different in how we're wired and how we're set up with our GI tracts, and we all need to do a better job of figuring out what works best in our lives.
Well, and you know what? I am so glad you said this, because months ago I started to rail against this notion. A lot of people out there are trying to, you know, let's face it. In marketing, you have to find the lowest common denominator so you have the largest potential audience, right?
Sure.
Okay, so I call that pandering, right? So you pander to the lowest common denominator. So there's this movement afoot, and it started about a year ago. And there's people out there say, well, look, this is easy. Just eat real food. Just eat real food. Just eat real food. And you hear this over and over again. It's an acronym, people wearing T-shirts, just eat real food. And I say, you know, I understand the desire to simplify this. People want simplification, but unfortunately, it's not that simple. You just pointed out something that is just a perfect example. You know, tomatoes and eggplant, they're nightshades, and you may not do well with them. So they're real food. Why are they not working for me? Then the other end to the equation, some of the real food has been adulterated through genetic modifications or pesticides, or you name it, the soil that it's grown in, it's depleted from nutrients, and people eat it and they go, I don't understand it. I'm eating real food and I'm not getting any better. And then it becomes an indictment for the ancestral health movement. And I say it's because there are people out there who are trying to pander to the lowest common denominator. Oh, just eat real food. Fried okra. It's okay. It's real food. No, not real food. Once you know, put it in breadcrumbs and you fry it, it's no longer real food. Corn is not real food anymore. You try to find corn that's like the corn that your great-great-great-great-grandfather ate, or the wheat that your great-great-great-great-grandfather, you can't find it anymore. So even though that fits into the category of real food, in my humble opinion, it's not qualified for you to eat any longer. So you're right. It's not, people want to oversimplify it. It's not that simple.
I couldn't agree more, Carl, and you know, from our end, obviously, we want to try and cast as big a net as possible. So if I can get someone to at least lay down that bag of potato chips or worse, you know, those semi-daily trips to the fast food joint, you know, it's a good start. But yeah, you know, eventually you've got to get in and tinker with this and figure out what does work for you. And again, to Julie's point, and I echo this from the mountaintops, it is about you taking personal responsibility for what goes in your mouth and understanding whether it's a, you know, whatever goes in there, if it's tomatoes, if it's nightshades, if it's bacon, whatever, how does it make you look, feel, and perform? If I'm feeling better when I consume and eat these things, then obviously that's doing some good by my body. If I'm not, then I've got to, at least if I choose to eat it in the future, then I'm making an informed decision about whether that's a positive or a negative, having a positive or negative impact on my body.
Yeah. A great, great point. I want to plug the book again. It's Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. It's over 100 delicious gluten-free recipes. Most of these recipes can be prepared from start to finish. I can't say it, but they can be prepared from start to finish in 30 minutes or less, which really, I mean, if you can't take 30 minutes out of your day to cook a meal, something is really, really wrong. If your only alternative is to drive through McDonald's to pick up food, there's something really wrong with your life. You have things in your life that you could shave out of and make time to prepare your food. I prepare all of my food 2 days a week. I cook all my beef. I PC it out into aluminum foil packs, a half a pound of this. I cook everything ahead of time. I just throw it in my cooler bag in the morning as I run out the door to the gym. Everybody can do that. I don't care what anybody says. And then if you have a family, this is a book. This is the book for you. You have to have this book, because your kids aren't going to want to unwrap a piece of beef from aluminum foil and eat it just because it's good for them. They want things that taste good. So enlist them, teach them now with a book like Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. And guess what? You'll scribble some of these recipes down and add some of your own twists to it, and your daughter and your son will take those recipes someday and cook it for their kids. It is the way grandma used to make it. So this is the beginning of a new way of cooking, a new age of health, and it starts with a book like this, Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. I think the book is only like $16, right?
I think that's online price is around, yeah, $16, $17.
I mean, come on, $16? Are you joking? People pay $16 for two people to eat crap food at a fast food restaurant.
Well, and I got to tell you, unfortunately, based on the every time I drive by a McDonald's, the line, if you don't have 30, you know, most people are spending 30 minutes to pull into a McDonald's anyway. Why not head on home and use that time to make something tastier?
That's a really good point. It takes time to go and eat that junk food anyway.
It does.
That's a good point. It's a great book, and I applaud you for continuing to do this kind of work. I know this is a lot of hard work. You guys, do you have a commercial kitchen set at home so that you can actually experiment with these recipes?
I wish.
I wish.
Tinkered with things at home, mostly throughout pregnancy and then the actual, even in the early months of our son being with us. So, like I said, we literally, you know, tested these through the process of being busy ourselves and figuring out when exactly are we going to have time to eat, as well as running our gym business. See, Scott's agreeing with that.
Yeah. What's your favorite recipe in the book, Julie?
Always a tough question, Carl. I'm a huge fan of cauliflower and that I think you can do so much with it. So one of the recipes we did was a chicken and broccoli casserole. You think about that, you know, kind of company casserole that you used to take to friends' houses and you poured the can of cream of chicken soup or whatever over it. Mm-hmm. Well, we used cauliflower in an inventive way to kind of replicate that. So that's one of my favorites.
How about you, Charles?
I got to go with a tie between the chicken tenders. I can't wait to make those for you, Carl. And then I've got a Thanksgiving burger that I put in there, which basically take your Thanksgiving dinner table and combine it all into one big burger. Which,
is that right?
Oh, it's phenomenal, man.
You know what? You guys need a cooking channel show. I just thought of it. You really do. Is anyone on any of these cooking channels doing ancestral style cooking?
You know, I can't say in terms of, you know, for certain. I know that people like Michael Simon, big fan of bacon, go figure, and does a lot with proteins that I think people can replicate at home. Again, I think once you're educated about real food and utilizing that, you'll see a lot of these cooking channels and what they're making, and it's absolutely applicable to this ancestral way of eating and living.
Yeah, I think the cooking channels are really missing out on an amazing opportunity to brand a show, a paleo cooking show, with a couple like you, and doing this. I mean, I really think that you guys really need to reach out. I don't know that you want the headache of it. But.
Well, you know, we're all ears, Carl, at exploring any opportunity to spread the word of and to make people healthier.
Yeah.
And if that's an opportunity, we will certainly consider it. It's So if you're listening out there in TV land, we're happy to talk. But, you know.
I mean, think about it. Think about it, Charles. Most of these cooking shows are all about gastronomy and epicureal delights, and it's all about taste and joy about eating. But none of them talk about, and this will make you healthy. None of them say, and if you follow these recipes, your blood pressure is going to go down. You're going to lose body weight. Your blood sugar is going to stabilize. None of them talk about that.
That's true, and I frankly can't think of a tastier and more savory way to eat than paleo. I mean, I tell people all the time, especially, you know, doing something like a Whole30 or, you know, really, really cleaning up your diet, the thing that's most amazing is how your palate just reacclimates and readjusts, and all of a sudden, you know, the sweetness of berries and the tart of lemon and lime, all of these things come back. And it's just this reuniting of your taste buds and food that just you just can't get anywhere else. So.
Yeah, listen, great book. Go out and get it. It's the Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. It's available every place that fine books are sold. It's less than $16. Don't waste any time. Just go get it today. Charles and Julie Mayfield, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Carl, thank
thanks,
you.
Carl.
Take care. Okay, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Judith McGeary. We're going to talk about the food safety bill that's buried inside the farm bill and what we need to do and know about that. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, Force Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. New from Rob Ray. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Just a reminder, if you didn't see it on Facebook already, BioAge has increased the number of free bottles of microalgae that they're giving away, this amazing supplement. A $25 bottle of their microalgae product we talked about on Monday. 20 more bottles being given away. Don't waste a minute. Call them immediately. The phone number is 877-288-9116. You'll also get a free copy of the book, Awakening the Genius Within, that talks about how microalgae affects the brain. Judith McGeary, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. So I get an email, as I always do, from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, and it talks about it's time for us to wake up our sleepy heads, because there's an opportunity for us to contact Congress and urge them to look at the food safety bill, which is actually the food safety regulations that are buried within the farm bill, right?
So it's kind of confusing. What we've got is there are food safety regulations out there that are proposed by FDA under the Food Safety Modernization Act, which was passed 2 years ago. And there was a lot of activism about that, and a lot of your listeners took action on that and helped us get some very important changes to it. Unfortunately, even with all those changes, FDA still managed to come up with some really bad regulations.
Like what?
So if a farmer applies manure to the pasture, to you know, growing area, they have to wait 9 months before they can harvest a crop.
Because
in other words, basically...
You know what this is because of? Because the kind of E. coli that comes from grain-fed cows is the poison E. coli. So they're worried about that E. coli spreading somewhere, right?
That's the justification. But just to give you a comparison, on certified organic farms where this has been regulated for 2 decades, the maximum waiting period has been 4 months, and there are no records of outbreaks due to it.
Yeah, so of course it's baloney. It's just nonsense.
It's FDA basically is terrified of anything that isn't sterilized. They take what could be legitimate fears and concerns and
but I think but the interesting thing is you can use known carcinogens, which are used as pesticides, to spray on food and feed it to people, and you don't have to do anything, wait any period. You mean just spray it on and give it to people. I mean, that's no problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, these regulations, FDA specifically says we're not dealing with chemicals. We're not even dealing with radiation. You know, you want to irradiate things, you want to spray them, that's fine. But if you want to use, for instance, a compost tea, oh no, that's dangerous.
That's crazy. And aren't most organic fertilizers actually just broken down animal manure that you spread out there, right? That's all they are.
Organic farming depends heavily on animal-based products.
Right.
Manure, composted manure, worm compost, which actually FDA treats as if it is just manure. I mean, FDA treats, you know, those worm castings that you could get in a lot of these stores now.
Right.
That's treated as if it were just raw manure. You know, they treat, like I said, compost tea, which is something a lot of farmers use. It's a very cost-effective, very helpful fertilizer.
Here's what needs to be. The FDA needs to be someone needs to go to the FDA and go, look at all this research. The E. coli that's dangerous, and you probably know the name of it, right? It's got some letters and some numbers. It's the
015787. Yes.
Okay. That's only found in the manure of cows that eat grain. Cows that eat grass and they're pastured, they're getting green feeds like what am I thinking of? I want to say parsley, but it's not parsley. You know, alfalfa. Thank you, alfalfa. They don't have that E. coli in their gut. So why don't we create an intelligent document? Let's say if the manure comes from cows that have been fed grain, you have to wait a year or 9 months or whatever. But if it comes from cows that are pasture fed, you don't have to wait. You have to wait 30 days and that's it, or something like that. I mean, why don't they really understand what's going on here?
You know, I love what you're saying, but I don't even expect them to, I don't even want them to have to go that far. I mean, I'd love for them to, but they're not going to.
Right.
I'd settle for just a realistic understanding of just generally microbiological principles. I mean, just really general without the level of detail you're dealing with. What they've done is they've taken any study that says, like, you know, that E. coli of any kind, they're not even dealing with the 0157, but just, like, you know, that E. coli could survive for up to 9 months if the conditions are just right in the pastures.
Mm.
Well, fine, but that doesn't really happen very often.
Right.
And what they also ignore their own science. I mean, they cite studies, but then they ignore them that say when you've got a diverse microbiology, when you've got lots of organisms out there, then the pathogens don't flourish the same way. You know, what happens is if you introduce pathogens to an area that's been basically chemically sterilized,
right,
the pathogens take off. If there's a little bit of pathogenic material and a lot of microbiologically diverse material, the pathogens don't multiply very well.
Right, right.
So, I mean, so just a basic thing, before we even get into getting them to understand what goes on with the, you know, feedlots and the extra problems they create, the reality is, again, let's be honest, you know, for good or for ill, a lot of our certified organic farms are using manure from feedlots.
Right, right.
Because it's hard to get manure that hasn't come from a feedlot.
Right, right. There's so much more of the stuff from feedlots than the other stuff.
Exactly. And so there, we've seen, again, 2 decades of organic farms using manure that comes mostly from feedlots. And a 3 to 4 month waiting period has been plenty. It, you know, there just isn't a track record of problems.
What other items are in this bill that would really hurt small family farms?
Oh, so they want farmers who use surface water, you know, so if they have stock ponds or things like that,
right,
that they use to irrigate. Weekly water testing. Every single week you have to take a sample into a certified accredited lab, test it for generic E. coli, which is not a disease-causing organism. And if it's above a very low level, I mean, they've set a very, very low level, you have to either start putting antimicrobial compounds into the water or stop using that water.
Now, are these policies going to be used with the large factory farms as well?
So these policies apply to anyone who's growing produce. So it doesn't apply to the feedlots. It's just not covered in that.
Right, right.
But it does apply to the large-scale farms. And I have to tell you, the interesting thing is this is one of those places where we're actually finding some common ground.
Yeah, they're probably joining in this fight too now, right?
they don't really care about sort of the restrictions on compost and manure, you know, because they're using chemicals. But, like, some of the issues, like the water testing and the level of documents and the record-keeping that's going to be required – you know, even the bigger farms are looking at this going, we can't do this.
Right, right. So what can people do? What can we do now? What do we have to do?
So where we started was there is a provision, even though this law was passed 2 years ago, what's going on now is there's a provision that's in the Farm Bill that would require FDA to publish an analysis of the science and the economic cost before they enforced any of these regulations, which would force them to step back again and take another look at this and be on it, be a bit more honest than they have been about what the impacts would be. It's in the House version of the Farm Bill, but not the Senate. So okay. Now we're looking at, you know, a Farm Bill has to get put together. Both sides have to agree on it to pass it. So we're trying to get people, we send in a letter signed by 39 organizations urging Congress to accept this provision. It's the Beneshek provision because it was introduced by Representative Beneshek from Michigan. And so folks could call their congressman, you know, pick up the phone, call, you know, ask to speak to your, you know, senators and say, you know, I support local foods. I want access to high quality food. You know, you need to support the Beneshek Amendment and rein in the FDA.
How do you spell, is it Benef, B-E-N-E-F, like Frank?
B-E-N-I-S, as in Sam, H-E-K.
Beneshek, okay.
Beneshek. And for folks in Maine, you can be really pleased that Senator King of Maine had introduced the same or a very similar provision into the Senate Farm Bill, but it just never got a vote. But both King and Beneshek
Anywhere on farmandranchfreedom.org for people to send out an email or a list or take action in this particular instance?
We will have an action alert up with, you know, the Beneshek Amendment, what to say when you call, all of that. It's not up there yet, but it will be within a few hours.
Okay, so today is Wednesday. So those of you who are listening to the show on Thursday, of course, it's the podcast, or Friday or Saturday, go to farmandranchfreedom.org and look on the homepage for something that speaks to the Beneshek Amendment. And how would it be listed on the front page, you think?
What we'll do, it'll be an action alert on food safety.
Okay, action alert on food safety. Check that out and take action. We actually had some moderate effectiveness this last go around, and I think that if we do it again, they're going to go, well, the last time wasn't a fluke. These people aren't going to go away.
And that's exactly what they need to hear, is that this movement is not going away. And we did have some success. I mean, when the food safety bill passed Congress 2 years ago, it did include a provision that exempts small-scale direct marketing farmers. Now, there are some catches to that, and that's why we can't just sort of sit back and rest on our laurels on that one.
Right.
But let's put it this way. I'm worried and deeply concerned about what FDA has proposed. If it weren't for those provisions that, your listeners and thousands of others fought for, it would be a panic moment.
Right.
You know, the difference, you know, we've got a little bit of breathing room, we've got a little bit of buffer because of the fact that people took action before. And if we can keep that up and we can show Congress, yeah, this movement is for real. It's not a one-time thing. People are watching and they're going to keep watching and keep staying involved. We'll be able to make more and more of a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the 7th Annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference. That is an event that you really spearheaded, right?
Yes.
I want to talk about this. It's a really amazing event. And those of you in the area of Texas, you're going to want to know about this. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Hello?
Welcome back. We're talking with Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom.org. Many of you have already signed up for the newsletter. You probably have gotten a press release about the importance of taking some steps and contacting your congressperson about the upcoming farm bill. If you go to farmandranchfreedom.org later today or tomorrow, you will find an action alert so that you can take action and keep the pressure on and let these politicians know that we demand the fair truth and fair dealings for healthy food. And it all starts in where people get together, like-minded people commune and talk about things, where light bulbs go off and new initiatives occur. And these types of things take place at the annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference. Talk about it. When you started this, what was your intention?
So the idea behind having the Farm and Food Leadership Conference was to have an event that was focused on policy issues with food. Because usually when a bunch of food-inclined people get together, we talk about both, you know, the food itself, how to cook it, if, you know, great places to source it, and how to grow it, you know. How do you want to raise livestock? How do you want to grow fruits and vegetables and things like that? And all of that's vital. But if we don't understand and deal with the policies and the regulations that affect all of that, that we're not going to have much access.
I was just going to say, it doesn't matter what you talk about. What the government lets you do is going to be a different thing entirely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and we need, you know, our movement has been so focused, and there is a lot of good to it on this idea of, like, you know, voting with your fork. And I love the idea of spending money in a way that's consistent with your values.
Right.
But that's not voting, people.
Right.
That doesn't affect policy. That affects economics, and it's important, but we also need to affect policy. So this conference is designed to focus on what's going on. What's going on with free trade agreements and how do they affect you?
Mm.
What's going on with the farm bill? What's going on with food safety regs? What's going on? What are people doing at a local level? How are people getting good food access into their local schools? You know, sort of at every level, what's going on in the more political and regulatory and social structure around our food.
Do you have any politicians that show up to listen in and even give guidance?
We're starting to see that. You know, the first few years, you know, I just couldn't get anyone there.
Right.
You know, this year we've got several legislators or staff who are coming to listen, who are coming to attend.
Right.
And we do have, on the second day at lunchtime, we actually have two Texas state representatives, Lois Kolkhorst and Eddie Rodriguez, who are going to speak. They founded the Texas Farm to Table Caucus, which is a group of legislators that was created just this last year to focus on local food issues in the Texas legislature. So they're going to come talk about why they did that and what has been the reaction and how is this movement having an effect and what do we need to do to have a greater effect.
Interesting. Interesting. And now it's in Bastrop, Texas. Where is Bastrop?
Just a little bit outside Austin, so you get to avoid the Austin traffic. actually, for anyone who's been in Austin, that's not a joke.
No, and it's September 22nd and 23rd. And where exactly is it located in Bastrop, Texas? Where do people go?
So it's the Bastrop Convention Center. They've got a nice little convention center. And one of the great things about it is since it's not connected to a hotel, usually you go to events at convention centers and you get the most god-awful food.
Yeah.
Because it's part of the hotel and
right.
They insist on serving their food. This one isn't. And so we bring in one of the best local chefs around, Jesse Griffiths.
Is that
and
right?
We get high quality food donated from our local farmers, and it is some of the best food you're going to have
right.
at this conference.
Now, should lay people, and I say lay people, so let's say I'm not a farmer. Well, I do a radio show, so maybe I'd even have more of a vested interest. But the average, let's say one of my listeners, Jason Leloux, or he lives in Texas. I'm not sure where. Texas is like a country, so obviously he may be far away from Bastrop. But let's say Jason wants to drive in for this. Is there any benefit for him to drive in? What is he going to learn, and what impact can he have just by being a consumer who shows up there?
Absolutely. This conference, we draw a fair number of farmers, but we draw, frankly, more consumers. Anyone who cares about local foods can learn a lot. I mean, there are two things. One is, for your own benefit, is learning about what's going on and understanding what all of this means for you. Getting to meet other people, because sometimes it can feel very lonely, particularly on the policy side. Like, other people are like, oh, I don't want to get involved in that.
Right.
So this is a place where you can come meet other people who are interested in being active on, you know, agriculture and food issues. And for the movement, it's really important because we need lots of regular people out there who know how to speak up, who know what the issues are. And one of the things we ask all of our speakers is, don't just tell us what's going on, tell us what people can do about it.
Right.
And we have workshops on, like, citizen lobbying and media and how to message things to the media for normal people, so that people can learn what they can do, both individually and by plugging into other organizations, to really make a difference and be effective.
Yeah. It's really exciting. I wish I lived closer, because I would show up for sure. I like these kind of events. So, okay, so, and here's the $64,000 question. Like, $64,000 is even worth anything anymore. So at the end of this meeting, everybody gets together, brainstorms, you know, there's just all this positive energy and thought process and focusing on the important details. And then do you go away with a new mission? Do you go away with a plan? Do you go away with some sort of actionable steps that people need to then take? Or does everybody just go back to their own corner and start kvetching again about how everything sucks?
Well, the goal is to have everybody go away with their own plan. Now, it's not going to be the same plan for everyone. You know, one of the things is people get called to different aspects, and there's so many issues in the food world. So, you know, it may be that someone comes and they're inspired to focus on the issue of genetically engineered foods. You know, we had a restaurant owner show up one year, just fairly randomly. I mean, it was local, and she came, and, you know, she ended up converting her restaurant to GMO-free corn, you know,
good
which was a huge step.
Good for her, you know, so, and good for her patrons.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so maybe someone's inspired to go work on that, or maybe someone's inspired to go work on trying to work with their local school district on food issues, or they want to get involved with FARFA and work with us on the food safety regulations at the national level. So it's not that we come out with one action plan, but every one of those topics, again, every speaker, every session, we emphasize and try to emphasize what people can do about it. So if that session calls to you, if that topic calls to you, you should be able to walk away with, here's what I'm going to go do about it now.
And then do you continue to communicate with people to make sure that they're on action plan? Do they report to anything, or is it just up to them to follow through with their promises?
It is up to them. You know, we don't have a really structured sort of post-conference internship or something. On the other hand, we're happy to provide support. So there are plenty of times that people call me up or they drop us emails and they're like, okay, I really want to work on this. You know, how do I go about this? And we can help. And that's part of what we do outside the conference as well. You know, I get emails from people who go, I want to do a raw milk bill in my state. What can I do? And we work with them to develop, how do you work on legislation? What can the language, bill language, be, and stuff like that. So it's not we don't really have a formal structure for that yet, but we certainly provide and want to be working with individuals all over the country, whether they come to the conference or not, on what can they be doing in their communities to be working on these sorts of issues.
Real quick, before we run out of time, any international influences? Do you have anybody coming from other countries where they're either sharing ideas or they're already gone down the wrong path and they're trying to learn how to get things straightened out with their food issues?
We don't this year. I'd really like to bring that in.
Yeah,
I'd really want to.
Yeah, it would be really nice to have people from other countries coming in and communing and saying, well, here's what they're doing there. I mean, it just, you know what happens when you start working with people in other countries and other continents? It's like all of a sudden now there's this grassroots movement takes flight, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's really cool. Well, you know what, Judith, I happen to know that not only do you work very, very hard on tasks that benefit all of us, each one of us listening, is affected in some way, shape, or form by the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance's efforts. But Judith is also runs her own farm. So she has a job like no other people have jobs, because her days are long, and she still finds time to do these things. I just did something. I'm going to ask other people to do it too, and I hope you will. I was just on the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance website, farmandranchfreedom.org, and I went ahead and made a donation of $20. There's a nice little bright orange button up there to help an organization that has helped you directly and indirectly without you ever knowing it by fighting for your rights for access to healthy foods. So please do that when you're at the website as well. Judith, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon.
Absolutely.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, Brooks Kubik is going to join us, and we're going to talk about the subject that's on many of us older guys' minds. Am I past my peak? Have I peaked? Is it all downhill from here? Brooks has some definite opinions about this. Stay tuned.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Well, while those two trailer park girls are going around the outside, we are going to be joined by the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik. How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. I'm great. That's a heck of an intro, though. The two trailer park girls.
Yeah, trailer park girls go round the outside. Round, that's an old Eminem song. I'm sure you're familiar with it. I know that you're big into rap music, Brooks. So anyway, okay. So Brooks, I hear this from time to time, and I know that you blogged about it recently.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the people in our audience are, you know, 35, getting to 40, some over 40, some over 50, like you and I, and by the way, happy belated birthday, my brother.
Well, thank you.
You turned 56, so now you're ahead of me, but I'll catch up very shortly. A lot of guys are going, you know, maybe I shouldn't even bother trying anymore. Maybe I passed my peak. I peaked a long time ago, and it's just not going to be there again. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's – do we really have to adjust our expectations now? Have we peaked? Is it over for us?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I had my 56th birthday the other day, and you know, I'm digging a hole in the backyard. It's taken a long time because, you know, I'm so old now. But I'm digging a hole in the backyard, and when it gets deep enough, I'm just going to drop inside and you know, ask some younger person to just, you know, throw dirt on me.
Yeah.
And that's it. You know, and you know, frankly, you know, you should be doing the same thing.
Yeah,
you
know? I know.
Yeah. Now, in all seriousness, have you peaked? Is it over? Well, good Lord, no. I mean, there are things to do, there are adventures to have, there's lifting to be done, there's awesome workouts, there's all kinds of challenges. And what I focus on is the journey, the challenge. And I'm always looking for something new, you know, for the next challenge. It's, you know, and what we do, you know, the whole physical fitness and lifting, you know, whether it's powerlifting, Olympic lifting, heavy training for bodybuilding, strongman comps, training for another sport, you know, it doesn't really matter. The point is you're challenging yourself. And you're always setting new goals, and there are always new horizons, and you're always saying to yourself, okay, this is what I can do now. And now what I want to do is I want to improve my ability because this is what I want to do next week or next month or next year or whatever. And that is a challenge. You set yourself a challenge. It's a goal. It's hard. It's difficult. And you work towards it. And so you're always looking forward. When you're doing that, this whole question of, you know, have I peaked? Is it over for me? You know, it becomes kind of silly. And, you know, no, it's never over because the challenge never ends. There's always a new challenge. Now, having said that, you know, in response to my blog post about this, I had lots of people who said, yeah, I understand where you're going. I completely agree. And I had other people who said, oh, no, wait, that's ridiculous because, you know, I lifted the most weight of my life in a powerlifting competition when I was, you know, 22 or 27 or 31 or, you know, whatever, fill in the blank. And I was never able to lift that much again. And, you know, and so that was my peak and blah, blah, blah. And to that person, I'm saying, well, let's be careful how we define our terms. Your peak for powerlifting competition may have been what you did at a particular age. Maybe, maybe not. Your peak for something else may have been what you did at an earlier age. But that doesn't mean that your peak for life and living and zest and enjoying the whole journey, the whole challenge of training, that doesn't mean that has peaked. You know, it's just change what you do and change your focus, change your goals, and never look back. What's the line by Satchel Paige? Do you remember that one?
No, I don't, but I know who Satchel Paige is.
Yeah, the great baseball player.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, back in the days, you know, when they had, you know, two different leagues, and he was in one league.
He was in the Negro League. He was an amazing baseball player. Had he been in the white league, he would have been a champion. I mean, an unbelievable champion. He was so talented.
Yeah, yeah. You know, some people have rated him as like one of the greatest baseball players
absolutely
of all time. He had this great line. He said, don't look back. You never know what might be catching up on you.
Oh, I like that.
You know, and so the whole peak thing, you know, to me is don't look back. Now, having said that,
you know what else he said? I just found out.
What's that?
He said, and it's so appropriate for this discussion. He said, age is a question of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. I like that.
Yeah, and that's good. Now, you know, having said that, you know, some people are like, you know, yeah, but what can I lift at a particular age? How long can I keep on gaining? And, you know, the answer in part depends on how long have you been training and what kind of training are you doing and, you know, how close to your personal genetic peak are you or were you, have you been? I've shared this before in books and articles many times. I made the greatest gains of my life in terms of strength, powerlifting strength, as expressed in powerlifting competition, and body weight, when I was in my early 30s. And a lot of people think, well, that's way too old. It's like, well, no, that was a great age for me to be doing what I was doing. Now, part of it was I started to really learn how to train.
Mm-hmm.
And I was training a lot better, a lot more effectively, a lot more efficiently.
But don't you also think, and I don't mean to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Don't you also think part of this notion of peaking, right, it has more to do with have you peaked in your ability to focus on a project and see it through, as opposed to have you peaked physically strength-wise? And the reason I say that is what you're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you, when you, in your 30s, the timing was right, but more importantly, you focused on it. You were like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And you focused on doing it.
That's very true. And a lot of people, you know, who worry about this, have I peaked issue, you know, a lot of them really are not focusing on one particular peak or one particular challenge. What they do is they bounce around.
Yes.
Or they don't have fixed goals. And I mean, you know, when I was in my 30s, you know, those goals included win a national championship in the bench press, set a national record, an American record in the bench press, set a world record in your age group in drug-tested competition in the bench press. Okay? Now, those are pretty focused goals.
Right. They're very, and a goal has to be that specific in order for you to succeed at it.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about challenging. You know, those are goals of, like, you know, be the best at something out of everyone your age, your weight, in the whole United States. You know, set a record in drug-tested competition for your age group that is a world record. You know, those are, you know, pretty intense goals, and they tend to focus you to an enormous degree. And you know, when you, you know, I'm not saying everybody has to set a goal of, you know, I'm going to be a national champion or a world champion or a world record holder or an American record holder or, you know, a state champion, state record holder, whatever. It doesn't matter. The point is the goals have to be specific and challenging, and they have to stretch you. And you really have to work towards them, and you have to focus on them. And you don't do a thing of, you do something for a couple months, and then you say, well, you know, that's fine, but I'll do something else, or you change your workouts around every day because, you know, you want to, you know, hit the muscles from all different directions and you want a lot of variety.
Yeah, today, and I've done this myself. Mm-hmm. Today I want to build strength, but, you know, I see some guy at the gym, I say, man, my biceps could be bigger if I train differently. And then tomorrow I'm training for hypertrophy. It's like, you know, you bounce from thing to thing.
Yeah.
And I want to talk about, when we come back, I want to talk mm-hmm. about this for a second. I want to explore
okay.
this a little bit further, because the reality is you can't peak. You've never peaked, in my opinion. And I'm going to qualify that statement when we come back. You've never peaked. We're talking with Brooks Cubic, keeper of the flame of physical culture. The website is brookscubic.com. Great books, great blog. Go there or be square. We'll be right back.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge
page banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a one-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the advertise with us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Kubik. We're talking about, have you peaked? Some people feel like, you know, I'm 40. My strongest I ever was at 30. You didn't even peak in, when you were 30, I'm going to tell you. Here's the reality.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You look at, let's just use powerlifters for a second, okay? Because we know a lot of them, right? You look at a competitive powerlifter. The difference between a guy like Coach Wade Johnson, who squatted over 1,000 pounds, you know, has, I don't know, a 700-pound bench press, 700-pound deadlift, And somebody like me is, he focused on it for a decade or whatever, 8 years. He focused on it. He had one mission. He wanted to squat over 1,000 pounds. That was his mission. And in the same meet, bench press 7 and pull 7. That was his goal, right? He had a total in mind, whatever it was. Maybe it was more than that. And I apologize if I got the numbers wrong, but I think it was 1,024 was his squat. So. And the truth of the matter is, he didn't even peak. Because the reality is that when he reached his goals, he took his foot off the gas pedal for a while. He was like, I reached my goal. Had he said 1,100-pound squat is my next goal, and he would have moved from there, that would have been his peak. Had he gone there and said 1,200, that would have been. And what I mean by that is, look, maybe he would have said, look, the things I have to do to get to 1,100 pounds, I'm not willing to do. I'm not willing to give up that much of my life. I'm not willing to do these things. I'm not willing to do those things. I'm not willing to have to lose my job because I've got to train an extra 3 hours a day. That would have been a decision he would have had to make. But he could have said yes to those things. And I'm putting words in his mouth. I'm using Coach Johnson as an example. There's lots of powerlifters. They reach a goal. They take their foot off the gas pedal. That doesn't mean that they couldn't go further. So they didn't even peak. That's my point. None of us have peaked. None of us, the truth of the matter is, you believe in religion, you'll say God touches one in a million people. You believe in just, you know, a randomness of life. You say this person just happened to be the right one. You get a person who becomes the best in whatever their area of discipline is. It's because they applied themselves more precisely for a longer period of time than all the people standing off the podium. That's the difference. So none of us have peaked because none of us have applied ourselves with that amount of focus, that amount of dedication, that amount of nothing else in my life is as important as this one mission. So therefore, none of us have peaked. So if you think you were your strongest in your 30s, I'm willing to bet you can be even stronger in your 40s and in your 50s if you were willing to say nothing is more important than reaching this goal. I don't care if my knees go bad. I don't care if my wife says, that's it, sleep in the yard. You stink because all you do is train. I don't care if people are mad at you because you have to eat a certain way. I don't care if you have to start using drugs. Whatever it is that has to, whatever you have to do to get there, you have to do it. And that's when you will peak. But the reality is there's a very small percentage of the population that are willing to do that. That's my point.
There's a very, very small percentage of the population that have trained with that kind of intensity and that kind of focus.
Right.
So that they even begin to approach what they're capable of doing. And I guarantee this. I guarantee everybody who is wondering, have I peaked? Am I too old for it? Am I past my prime? I guarantee that everyone who is thinking that is not training right now today with the kind of focus that you're talking about.
Right. You know what, Brooks? I shared something with you before the show. I'm very distracted in life right now. I got so much going on. But I go into the gym every morning, and I give it everything I got, and I am stronger today than I was 2 years ago or 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you know what? I haven't peaked yet. I'm on my way. I don't know when I'm going to get there. I'm not even looking. I just want to keep getting stronger. My point is I believe if I can keep getting stronger into my 60s, into my 70s, then I'm getting younger. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, you're setting really high standards, long-term goals. You're looking down the road. You're saying, you know, here's where I am today, and here's where I plan to be at age 60, and here's where I plan to be past that. And you're being pretty specific. I'm sure you've got, you know, specific numbers in your mind of saying, this is what I'm doing now, this is what I'm going to be doing. And, you know, and when you're training that way, you know, it's just totally different. The other thing that I wanted to mention real quick is, you're just focusing on age and physical ability. There are some activities that by their nature are better suited for an aging body. And you can keep that aging body a lot younger and working at a very high level of performance a lot longer. And one of those, surprisingly, is powerlifting.
Yeah. The lower, you know, reps, the high power type movements. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and it's much more a pure strength oriented sport as opposed to, say, Olympic weightlifting, which is a combination of explosive power,
ballistics,
speed,
right,
strength, and flexibility, you know, which are all, you know, really difficult as you grow older. And hence the conventional wisdom. Perry Rader used to write about this in Iron Man magazine, you know, when I was a kid growing up. You know, he was saying, you know, you can maintain your strength in squats, deadlifts, bench press, military press, you know, into your 50s, into your mid 50s. Your speed might be a problem. Olympic lifts might be a problem because of the speed factor, but the basic strength, you can maintain that for a long, long time. And pretty much everyone I know who's gone through the progression of age, who's been training their whole life, and they, you know, they really understand this thing, and they understand how their body works, how it works today, compare it to how it worked 10 years ago or 20 years ago. You know, pretty much everyone confirms that. And you know, the other thing I'll point this out. Bob Hoffman used to talk about Olympic weightlifting champions from the 20s and 30s, and he mentioned them by name. There were some champions from Austria and Germany, which were two of the top countries in weightlifting back in the 20s and 30s. And there were some heavyweight lifters who set world records in the military press in their 50s. And you know, world record means, by definition, it's your peak, because otherwise you would have set the record much earlier.
Right.
And it's also a peak in terms of human development. No one else has ever managed this lift.
That's a good point.
And they were able to do it in the press. Remember, the old-fashioned military press, you lift the barbell to the shoulders, you stand straight up and tall, and you push it up overhead with arm and shoulder power only. So it's a sheer strength lift. Now, those same lifters had trouble doing the more explosive lifts, snatch and clean and jerk, but in the sheer strength movement, they maintained that sheer strength up into their 50s. So, you know, that's the reason why I say powerlifting is a good thing to be doing. Obviously, you have to be smart about it. I mean, you don't just load up the bar to heavy weights and say, hey, I'm going to be a powerlifter now. I mean, you need to train for it. But it's a good activity to pursue, and to pursue wholeheartedly as you advance in age. You know another one?
What?
Actually, and this will surprise people, because, you know, people know I'm not particularly a bodybuilding fan, at least in terms of modern bodybuilding. But I'll tell you what, there are a whole lot of people, men and women, in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, who watch their diet very carefully, who train hard, compete in bodybuilding, sometimes at master's level competitions, you know, and they look pretty darn good.
Right.
So, that, you know, that's another one to look at.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's funny, because on your blog, and we have to take a break, but you actually have a really funny acronym, how to stay out of the IUSTA club. And you have capital I-U-S-E-T-A.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's the International Underground Settlement. You know, it's like, what the hell is I-U-S-E-T-A, Brooks? And then you read on in a little bit. It's like, so you know, one of those guys, you say, I used to lift this and I used to lift that.
I used to do this. I used to do that. Yeah. Harry Pichel coined that phrase back in the 40s or early 50s. I think it's great.
That's funny. The I used to club. And you know what? And here's the bottom line, okay? No matter what, I have such bad kneecap pain right now from kneecap tendonitis, and I even have some arthritis underneath my knees. I've seen pictures of my knees. There's like these little barnacles underneath my kneecaps catch my knees, and they click, you know, it snaps and stuff. So, I mean, I squatted yesterday, and my knees were burning in the beginning. The first set, the second set, the third set started getting better. By the fourth set, I didn't really have the pain anymore, and I was able to get deeper and deeper and deeper. You know what? I could say, oh, you know, I'm past my prime and my knees are bothering me and I can't. No, I'm not going to. What's that poem? I'm not going quietly. I'm not doing it. Okay. And so those of you out there who are turning 40 or turning 50 or turning 60 and you're thinking you can't do it, you can. Now, are you willing to take the steps to do it? If you're in your 60s, are you willing to get on HRT? Are you willing to change your diet? Are you willing to start going to sleep early and not sitting there with the iPad in front of you that keeps you up all night long? Are you willing to do the things that you have to do? Because here's the thing. The older you get, you got to do more things right in order to reach your goals. When you're young, you could drink, you go out dancing, you get 4 hours sleep, and you go run a marathon. And you're like, oh, this is easy, big deal. You turn 40 and 50, you don't even get a good night's sleep. You don't want to get up in the morning. Okay? So, are you willing? The question is, have you peaked? It's not have you peaked. The question isn't, can you peak? The question isn't any of those things. The question is, are you willing? Do you really want it bad enough? Do you want it bad enough that you're willing to do what you have to do to get it? And if the answer to that question is yes, then absolutely, your best lifts are still in front of you. That's what I say. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. In the meantime, go to brookscubic.com and check out Brooks' blog. You can get a lot of these great stories right from there. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We gonna give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor.
You hear that, Brooks? Put your drink down and let's get on the dance floor and party.
I hear ya.
Dinosaur style. Let's dance like dinosaurs. So, okay, another thing that we have to talk about real quick. You know, after the 5-part series we did on adding muscle mass to dinosaur wing, a couple people emailed me and said, look, the last show that you did on the nutritional protocols required to build muscle, we wanted to know, how does Brooks eat? You know, we don't want to know how you think we should eat to build muscle. How does Brooks eat? And this kind of plays into this discussion because, as you told me, you know, Carl, I'm not eating for muscle mass anymore. You know, I'm not focusing on those goals right now, so I'm eating differently. So let's talk about this. Tell me how Brooks ate back in the day when he was focusing on muscle mass. Tell me how Brooks is eating now that he's not focusing on building muscle mass.
Okay. Back in the day, and this goes back, 30 years or so, you know, I suppose we're talking about back in my 20s, moving into my 30s. I would always have pretty much the same daily meal, and it was something like this. three or four eggs, scrambled, fried, omelet, however I wanted them, often with cheese. Two pieces of whole wheat toast with butter, tea or coffee, and that was pretty much it. Multivitamin. That was the only thing I took in the way of supplements. Lunch would be two thick sandwiches that I made at home and brought to work. Nothing special on the sandwiches, depended on my job and what I was, how much money I was making and what I could afford. And it would go anywhere from, you know, bologna and a couple of slices of cheap cheese to some roast beef from the deli, you know, sliced roast beef or, you know, sliced turkey breast, usually with cheese, a little bit of mustard. And as I said, tea sandwiches. Sometimes I'd have a piece of fruit. That was about it. Water to drink or a cup of coffee. Often a 4 o'clock snack, which was another sandwich. And, dinner was, oh God, dinner was, embarrassingly crazy, but remember, I was young and foolish. Dinner was usually, an enormous serving of an incredibly cheap macaroni and cheese product or spaghetti, with a whole lot of ground beef and spaghetti sauce. And sometimes a cooked vegetable and most of the time not. And the reason I ate like that was because I was absolutely ravenous after I'd eat dinner after a workout. Worked very, very long hours, you know, so I'd be working 8, 9, 10 hours, then go train, and I worked six or seven days a week most of the time back then. So I'd train at the end of a very long work day. I'd train, and I mean, by the time I was done, I was just like, I was just ready to kill, to eat. And the only thing that I could really afford that really would fill me up was, as I said, some cheap noodle or macaroni or pasta dish, and ground beef.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, I'd get cheap ground beef. I think it was like 69 cents, 79 cents a pound.
Yeah, right.
You know,
40% fat.
yeah. You know, and I just, you know, I'd fry it up, I'd drain off the fat and eat it. And it was the only way that I got enough food that I wasn't just, you know, going crazy.
Right.
Did not drink milk. I stopped drinking milk, early 20s. It just didn't agree with me. I couldn't digest it. No protein powder, no supplements, other than a very brief period when I was, trying one particular product that I liked, used it for a month or two, 3 months, and then, went to buy some more and they had changed the formula.
What product was it? Do you remember? Was it one of Rio Blair's protein?
No, it wasn't Rio Blair. Hot Stuff.
Oh, my God.
Hot Stuff.
But see, that Hot Stuff was supposed to change. So Hot Stuff, for those of you who don't know this, Hot Stuff was the original kitchen sink supplement.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff had everything that was popular back then in it. And what was it, like 3 or 4 scoops you had to take, right?
I think, yeah. A lot. I just remember it had like all this stuff and... You know, the idea was you don't need to take anything else, you just take this.
Yeah, anything that's popular right now on the market, they would be like, you don't even bother buying it, just buy Hot Stuff, because whatever becomes popular will add to it. Well, so the whole idea behind Hot Stuff was the formula always changed by whatever the marching parade of what is popular came in vogue, they would just add that to it, and anything that lost its popularity, they would remove it.
Okay. Well, I had something that I liked. It seemed to work well for a short period of time. When I went back to get more, they had changed it, and they changed the label. I tried it, and, it was completely different, and you know, I couldn't digest it. It would just really cause problems.
Right.
I'm like, I don't need this stuff. Forget it. So I dropped it. Now, in case anybody says, well, you know, he got big using Hot Stuff. No, because after I stopped, you know, I put on 30 pounds after that. So, you know, this was just something I was experimenting with.
How important do you think the carbs were? I know that you were, you were a young guy, and first of all, back then the mantra was eat big to get big, and they didn't say what you had to eat, mm-hmm. just as long as you were eating a lot.
Right.
Carbohydrates today are, you know, a lot of athletes are like, well, I'm going to go keto. I train without carbs. How important do you think the carbs were to you? That big bowl of pasta, the bread, you know, all that sort of stuff.
I would love to be able to go back and do it again on a low carb or controlled carb approach. At the very least, a true paleo approach.
Right. Right.
With no pasta, no, you know, basically no grains.
Right.
No grains, no dairy. I think I would do better, and I think from a health point of view, I would have done much better. I've gone back. I've got all my medical records from that period of time going forward, and I've had high blood pressure my whole life since I was like age 25.
Right.
And I have gone back and I've looked real carefully at blood pressure, blood work results, triglycerides, cholesterol levels. And Carl, I was close to pre-diabetic or diabetic.
Back then, see?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I've said this on the show. I've said on this show years ago that you show me a competitive bodybuilder, a pro bodybuilder, and I'll bet you money they're pre-diabetic.
I don't know about that because that's not a world that I study.
No, but I disagree with you. Yeah,
but,
I mean, these guys are eating 5,000-6,000 calories a day, first of all. Number two, they're eating like such a high, they're eating so high carb. It's unbelievable. Their pancreas has to be pumping insulin all the time.
Yeah, well, I think that is clearly something that I did following what was the conventional wisdom of the era.
Right.
And, I go back and I look at these results, and I can't believe that the doctor that I had, who, by the way, I fired once I started to figure this stuff out, not to knock the doctors who are listening, but, you know, some keep up with developments and others don't, and there's a lot of bad science and bad nutrition and bad dietary advice out there. And a lot of people don't understand that, including a lot of medical professionals. But leaving that aside, you know, back to the point, I really wish that I had been doing something different. And I am doing something much different now, and my health is much better.
Right.
At 56 than in my 20s.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, which is
when you think people talk about your
peak.
Yeah.
You know, you want peak health, right?
Right. Well, you can't peak in strength if you don't have some form of health as well.
Yeah.
Let's be
honest. The current diet is much.
Well, let's
different.
Do this. Let's take our last break.
Okay.
And when we come back, let's talk about how you eat today. Even though I know you're not eating to bulk, you're still eating to stay strong, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'm eating for a very focused purpose that we can talk about.
Okay, so let's do this. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll find out how Brooks Kubik actually eats now. In the meantime, go to BrooksKubik.com today. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge
Page banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You and I, we may look the same, but we are very far apart.
I love the words of the song.
There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there is violence in my heart.
There's bullet holes where my compassion used to be, and there's violence in my heart. I love that. That's Nine Inch Nails, My Violent Heart, but it's overlaid on some other song, obviously, but it's just great, great lyrics anyway.
You're just enjoying the heck out of the music today.
You know, I love this show. I should listen to it more often. Brooks, I love having Brooks on. I got to tell you something. I got to tell the audience something. So Brooks Kubik is not only an amazing individual from the standpoint of keeping the flames of physical culture alive, which is he's reviving it single-handedly. But he's an amazing friend to this show. You know, those of you who love this show, you have to show your love by buying Brooks's books, and I'll tell you why. Because it never fails. If I have a guest who falls out, and I only find out in the morning because they emailed me late at night after I've gone to sleep, and 7 o'clock in the morning I email Brooks and I say, and keep in mind, Brooks Kubik is a very, very busy individual in a highly powerful law firm here in Kentucky. And I email him and I go, Brooks, I have a guest that just fell out on me. Can you give me a half hour today? He never, ever kvetches. He never complains. He never says, oh, man. Absolutely. When do you need me? And then he shifts his schedule around to be on the air. Keep in mind, this is a guy who gets a few hundred dollars an hour to do work, okay? Or maybe more. I mean, I could be underbidding here. But the point is, and he always comes through. And you know why? Because it's the people in this audience that Brooks loves the most, the people who love physical culture. And he's always been there for you, whether you realize it or not. So I just had to say it anyway. Okay.
I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
Oh, I'd like to see you blush. That would be enough. Take a picture of yourself.
But it is true. You emailed at 7 o'clock or so.
I just finished my cardio and I thought, oh man, I can't go on the air today and just fill a half hour with me talking about nothing. I wonder if Brooks can go.
That's impossible.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So how do you eat now?
Okay. I have eggs and fresh green vegetables, usually fresh straight from the garden for breakfast. And by eggs, I mean 4 to 6. I get them from the farmer's market. They're, you know, happy chicken eggs from chickens that go out and, you know, peck and eat little bugs and worms and stuff all day long. And they're very highly nutritious, rich in omega-3. Very healthy eggs, and have those sometimes with bacon. Again, I get the bacon at the farmer's market. It's from a local farmer, and it's free pastured pork. And you know, I'm very confident about what he does.
Right.
And so I eat it. You know, a lot of things I'm not confident about, and you know, I just won't eat them. I'm just fussy about that now. Picky. Discerning, I guess you could say.
Right.
So, 4 to 6 eggs, 3 or 4 strips of bacon, not every day, but sometimes, and, greens from the garden, and that might amount to, you know, 1 or 2 cups of fresh veggies. That's breakfast. Lunch is, meat, and again, I buy it at the local farmer's market. It's actually pretty cheap. You know, a lot cheaper than trying to go to some expensive store that, you know, has an organic food section or anything like that. And, you know, again, it's from a local farmer and, you know, he doesn't put any money into advertising or fancy marketing plans or anything like that. I mean, it all goes into, feeding the cattle the right way and raising them humanely and raising them well.
Do you eat more ground beef or do you eat whole cuts of beef?
I tend to go for whole cuts now.
Okay.
You know, we have some ground beef, but if I can eat whole cuts, I prefer it. So I, you know, I cook that at home and pack it up, bring it to work along with a huge salad from the garden. We have a garden, we keep it going year round and just tons and tons of fresh greens, whatever is in season. And I'm talking about, you know, 3 to 4 cups of fresh green stuff. Use an oil and vinegar dressing on it. That's lunch. And dinner is more of the same, except it's probably a little bit more. And as far as the portions go, lunch is probably 3/4 of a pound to a pound of meat. And dinner's almost always a pound. I used to drink a glass or two of red wine with dinner, stopped doing that. And the reason is I currently weigh 211 and I'm trying to get down to 207. And, you know, I just need every little bit of help I can on that because I'm pretty lean right now, carrying a lot of muscle mass, and, you know, getting that extra little bit of weight off is a challenge.
Right.
But it's an important challenge because what I want to do is start to, in the coming year, I want to get into Masters Olympic weightlifting. And the way the weight classes break, you know, I'm going to be competing at 207. So,
right.
You know, got to make it, and it's not an arbitrary number. It's something that I have to do, so... You know, that's more important than a glass of wine at dinner.
Absolutely. And see, and this goes full circle to what I said. Are you willing to do what it takes? If you're willing to do what it takes, then you haven't peaked yet.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, to my point, you set new challenges. And, you know, one of my challenges is to compete in master's level competition and to make a qualifying total that would qualify me for the Masters World Championship.
That's awesome.
And I've never competed in Olympic weightlifting before. I've competed in powerlifting, but they're very, very different sports. And, you know, so this is, a new challenge and, you know, a new journey, if you will, a new mountain to climb. So I'm having a lot of fun and I'm doing that. Now, one thing about the diet, it is very similar to what a lot of people will call an anti-inflammatory diet.
Or, yeah, a paleo or ancestral diet, right?
Yeah, yeah, well, it's basically paleo or ancestral. I mean, you know, Vilmar Stefansson is, you know, one of my heroes.
Right.
Yeah, I just love the work that he did. And Neanderthin is one of my favorite books. You know, I read a lot about the paleo diet and study it a lot. You and I, you know, we've talked about Gary Taubes. I, you know, really admire Gary Taubes'
right.
work on nutrition. So, you know, it's basically an ancestral diet, paleo diet, if you will, very low-carb diet. And the interesting thing, you know, going back to when I was a kid and everyone was saying, you've got to have carbs. If you don't have carbs, you don't have energy to train and your health will break down, you'll catch colds, blah, blah, blah. And I've never been healthier.
Right.
And you know, a lot of it is, you know, I think getting rid of the grains, just completely gone. But basically I've eliminated, you know, to use the Neanderthin phrase or term, alien proteins or alien poisons
mm-hmm.
in your
mm-hmm.
food. And it, you know, it seems to be working. And, we'll, you know, we'll see what happens. I certainly have enough energy for regular, hard, heavy training. And in fact, I'm training harder and heavier now on this kind of diet than a couple years ago when I was on a, you know, more balanced or conventional
more
diet.
More traditional,
with,
yeah.
You know, 30% carbs, 40% carbs. This is working a lot better. So, good stuff. Now, having said that, if, you know, anyone out there is thinking, oh, I'm going to follow this diet immediately, well, you know, be aware if you make a transition to a low-carb diet, you have to do it the right way. Get the books on it. The New Atkins for a New You is a very good book. Gary Taubes' Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It has a whole chapter about how to very safely and systematically, with the help of your doctor, make the transition. Don't do it on your own. Get the resources and do it the right way.
Well, and not to make a shameless plug for something, but mm-hmm. Pat Arnold's company, Prototype Nutrition, has a product called Keto Force that I've ordered. I'm waiting for it to get here. And it is a ketone salts. You take a very small amount of it about 10 minutes before your workout. If you are working towards a low carb diet, the first couple of weeks you have real trouble with energy sometimes.
Yeah.
This is a great product for you. It literally puts you in a state of ketosis in 10 minutes. You have ketone bodies in your bloodstream, which then the body immediately shifts over to using ketones to run the brain, run the body, run the muscles, run everything. It spares muscle glycogen, even gives muscle glycogen a chance to replete, actually, and gives you energy for your workout, even though you're in this carb-depleted state. So it's just a thought, that's all. Anyway, I know you're not into that sort of stuff, but, you know, I'll take a hand up from technology whenever I can get it.
Well, you know, some people like to experiment, and, you know, you like to experiment.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, I guess I like to experiment, but in different ways. You know, more of a 100% food-based, but it's, you know, it's still experimentation. All I'm saying is to anyone who's listening, if you want to try low carb, do it the right way. And, you know, the right way is usually not what you're going to find on discussion boards or chat groups or online articles. You know, get some of the basic resources
right.
and do it, you know, do it right, do it safe. But,
yeah, so it's so you're three meals a day. That's really it, huh?
Yeah, and it's interesting. That fourth meal, remember when I was younger, when I was
right.
eating a much heavier, much higher in carb diet? You know, 4 o'clock rolled around, and I mean, you know, I was just really hungry. I had to have something. And I don't now. I'm definitely hungry.
Because blood sugar levels are stabler throughout the day. So
yeah.
You're not having these wild roller coaster rides of hypo and hyperglycemia. And it's the hypoglycemia that makes you want to eat so badly.
Yeah.
And your blood sugar is just more stable throughout the day now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, I feel a lot better. And, you know, I'm able to work, you know, hard, long hours at work and then go home and train. There's nothing fancy to it. It's not at all disruptive. It's not, you know, eat six meals a day or 12 meals a day or, you know, wake up at 3 a.m. to have a
protein shake.
Protein shake.
Right.
You know, or,
yeah.
You know, it's nothing
sensible.
Yeah. It's just sensible stuff. It's real food, but it's real effective.
Yeah. Hey, Brooke, stay with me for a second when we
sure.
wrap up the show. I want to thank, Charles and Julie Mayfield, authors of the book Quick and Easy Paleo Comfort Foods. It really is a great book. Got it at home. Elise has been cooking some recipes with it. It's fantastic. You can get it wherever fine books are sold. It's like $16 or less online. It's really a good book. Check it out. Or you can go to their website, paleocomfortfoods.com. Also want to thank Judith McGeary for coming on and talking about the new food safety bill within the Farm Bill. Go to her website, farmandranchfreedom.org, and look for the action alert button to learn more about what you can do to let your congressperson know that you demand that they protect our rights to have access to healthy foods by stop making it so difficult for small family farms to do business. And while you're there, click the donation button. I did during the break. I really did. I donated $20. Donate a dollar. Donate $5. Judith McGeary is fighting a fight that's affecting you and affecting your children because she's fighting every single day while running her farm for fairness, for food and health freedom. So check that out. And then, of course, Brooks Kubik's website, BrooksKubik, K-U-B-I-K.com. Go there and learn more about physical culture. Brooks, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Hey, Carl, my pleasure. Have a good one.
Talk, bye. All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.